15 minutes past 7 now, and you are still listening to Money Talk with MoneyWeb. We continue with the day's top business news, turning our focus now to the latest producer inflation data. South Africa's March producer inflation slowed to 5.2% year-on-year. Economist at Nedbank, Isaac Matsego, joins us for this conversation. Good evening, Isaac.
Good evening, Tony.
Talk to us about these figures. Just lay them bare for us. What exactly do they mean?
Okay, it's quite an encouraging number. I mean, PPI has been on a downward trend since the start of this year. And what's quite encouraging is that, you know, PPI now is well below the inflation rate, or the consumer inflation rate. You know that the last number we have for that one is 6.1. So that simply means that, you know, inflation, consumer inflation rather, over the coming months is likely to come down. And that is the number that the South African Reserve Bank watches very closely. But of course, all this will depend on what happens to the rand, which is basically our key inflation driver. But going back to the PPI numbers, I mean, it's quite encouraging to see that producer inflation, for instance, in food products, beverages and tobacco products, which is one of the major categories in PPI, is coming down, and it was down to 6.8% in March from 8.4% in February. And that's quite encouraging because this means that food prices are going to keep declining. But when you look at certain subcategories within that, we're still worried about the trend in meat and meat products, and of course, fruit and vegetables. You know, those are key food components. And when you look at the producer inflation rate in those subcomponents, it's still above 10%. But we do believe that it's going to come down because we're going to benefit from the strong rains, and agricultural crop is going to be very high this year.
Was this figure expected? Did the market expect to receive a figure of this nature, Isaac?
Well, the market consensus was sort of an unchanged figure from the 5.6 that we saw in February. So you can see that the 5.2 is quite encouraging. It will be even more encouraging if over the coming months we see it dropping, you know, below 5%, going to 4.5%. That will definitely mean that overall consumer inflation will drop below the 6% level in the coming months. And this is what we've been expecting. And of course, you know, it's something that we really talked a lot about. This was before the rand weakness, because remember, after the events of 27 March and the subsequent downgrades to sub-investment grade, you know, we've seen the rand being weak, and over the past few days we've seen it, you know, fluctuating in a sort of a very broad range. And we are very worried about the trend of the rand. But if we see the rand stabilizing, maybe around the 13 rand to the dollar level, we do believe that, yes, there will be some traction for CPI to keep going down.
That said, what's expected going forward?
When we going forward, you know, we do expect a moderation in producer inflation. Like I was saying, you know, some stability from the rand will be quite helpful. But we are also watching international oil prices. You know, should we see maybe some support for oil prices towards the $55 to $60 a barrel level over the coming months, that definitely would slow down the decline in PPI.
You mentioned the Reserve Bank earlier when we were talking about how inflation reflects, or how these figures will be considered by the central bank. What is likely to be the Reserve Bank's reaction in this regard? We saw comments earlier today of the central bank governor, Lesetla Kanyako, saying that inflation is under control. Do you agree?
Absolutely. You know, at the last MPC meeting, when listening to the sub-governor, Lesetla Kanyako, you know, I felt that he was telling us, he was giving us reasons why he wasn't cutting at that meeting, and he was going to cut later. But because all this, the problem, brother, let me say, is that all that happened before the events that led to the downgrade. Now the environment has changed, A week ago, he said that, you know, the outlook for monetary policy has been complicated by junk status and the volatility of the rand. And going forward, you know, we believe that the Reserve Bank is going to be very cautious, and actually chances of another interest rate hike have increased. Remember that, you know, about a month ago, we had penciled in about 2 interest rate cuts in the second half of this year. But that has all been altered by the latest events in South Africa.
Thank you so, so much for your input. Economist at Nedbank, Isaac Matsiho, talking to us, or rather talking us through the latest producer inflation data here on Money Talk with MoneyWeb. We know that PPI figure slowed in March to 5.2%. Stay tuned. After the break, we wrap up the day's top business news.